All right, today we're in Genesis 41, 14 through 30, and 39 through 40. All right. Do you remember what happened last week? I don't either. Yeah, I did too. Whose dream did Joseph explain while in prison? That would be the dreams of the Pharaoh's cup holder, the cupbearer, and the baker. Did the cupbearer remember Joseph after he was freed from prison? No, he didn't. He forgot all about it. He was so excited to be back into his old life and not being killed that he was just doing his job and forgot all about Joseph. And today we're going to be in Genesis 41, 14 through 30. And these questions are, who was now asking Joseph to explain his dreams? What was the meaning of the dream God had given to Pharaoh? And how did Pharaoh reward Joseph for his explanation? All right, Genesis 41, 14 through 30. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changed his clothes, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that you can understand a dream and to interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, in my dream, I stood on the bank of a river, and suddenly seven cows came up out of the river, fine, looking fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then, behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, such ugliness as I have never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the gaunt and ugly cows ate up the first seven of the fat cows. When they had eaten them up, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly as at the beginning. So I awoke. Also I saw in my dream, and suddenly seven heads came up on one stalk, full of good. Then behold, seven heads withered, thin and blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the thin heads devoured the seven good heads. So I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to the Pharaoh, the dreams of the Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Then seven good cows are 7 years, and seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one, and the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt. But after them, 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. Now, 39 through 40, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regards to the throne will I be greater than you. All righty. Did you catch all that, Lincoln? I thought so. Okay. Who was now asking Joseph to explain their dreams? Pharaoh, yeah. That's right. Pharaoh, the cupbearer, finally remembered Joseph and told Pharaoh about him. Pharaoh called Joseph in hope that he would be able to explain the meaning of the two dreams. What was the meaning of the dreams God had given Pharaoh? It was going to be 7 years of good and plenty, and not the candy, and 7 years of horrible famine. All right. So how did Pharaoh reward Joseph for the explanation? First, who did Joseph accredit the interpretation of the dream? Mm-hmm, he did. He gave God the glory, not himself. Poor old Joseph had been in prison. He'd been enslaved, been in prison, and you would think that Joseph would say, oh yeah, I did that. Everything I've done, I did that. But he didn't. Joseph always remembered who his God was and who delivered him from each of these horrible things that he had to go through. All right, one night, the king of Egypt had two dreams. He dreamed seven fat cows had eaten seven skinny cows. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Yeah, and just to have those skinny cows that ate the fat cows still be skinny. That's really weird. So these were some weird dreams that he was having. So who gave these dreams to Pharaoh? God, yeah, you're right. God did. God rules over even the most powerful kings of earth. God rules over everything. God made everything, so God is in control of everything. How did Joseph make much of God's... Let me do this again. How did Joseph make much of God before Pharaoh? That doesn't make much sense, does it? By making clear that it was God alone who could reveal the meaning of Pharaoh's dreams, like Joseph, we need to recognize that whatever gifts or talents we have comes from God, and therefore all glory goes to him. One of my talents is not getting up here and speaking, because I can barely speak. But one of my talents is being a mechanic, and I give all that glory to God. Because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't be able to do what I do. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, Joseph was only... Well, no, it doesn't say that. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. When Joseph had the opportunity to exalt himself, he exalted God instead. How old do you think Joseph was? He wasn't very old at all. By this time, he was only 30. That's not old. Yeah, that's not old. No. I meant to say that too before that. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, because when you're Lincoln's age, 15's old, and 20 is ancient. All right. So Joseph did not take any of the credit himself, but he gave everything to God. To God be the glory. And because of what Joseph did, God honored that, and he made Joseph, even in a dungeon, in a prison, he made Joseph in charge of it, only under the head of the guard. And even after that, serving in jail like that, God made him almost complete ruler of Egypt, only under the king. So God is great, God is awesome, and God takes care of each of us. If he takes care of the birds of the air, he can surely take care of us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for this day. We thank you for this wonderful word. Father, we thank you for just the examples that you give us on how we should be, Father. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.